This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Lebanese security officials say Israel has responded with shell fire today to the latest rocket barrage into the northern portion of the Jewish state. This is the second cross-border exchange since Israel launched the offensive in Gaza on its southern flank, and it threatens to ignite a second front. We've got Mike Sargent with us. He's covering the story for our partner, the BBC, in Jerusalem. Okay, Mike, where do these rockets from Lebanon land in Israel?
Well, they landed in northern Israel, not far from the border with Lebanon. It looks like a similar event to the one we saw last week when three or four rockets were fired out of Lebanon towards Israel. No reports of any injuries or damage in this attack. And certainly last week, Israeli officials were downplaying it, saying it was an isolated event. Nobody really wants to do anything that triggers a northern front, an escalation of the conflict in Gaza. So everyone's trying to keep calm about it at the moment. But of course, there are risks that the fighting could spread.
I was just going to say, what do we know about who's firing those rockets?
Not a great deal. There's been no claim of responsibility this time, and there was no claim last week when a similar salvo of rockets was fired. Now, it's entirely possible it could be Palestinian groups or other militants operating within Lebanon. It might not be Hezbollah, because if it was Hezbollah, of course, fought that war with Israel in 2006, a devastating war, then this would get a lot more serious. But it doesn't seem like it is at the moment. But, of course, we'll have to watch and see if there are any further rockets and any more developments.
I was just going to say, and when it comes to the fears of igniting a second front, exactly how quickly would that ratchet things up?
Oh, massively quickly. I mean, if it did happen, if Hezbollah either claimed responsibility for firing rockets at Israel, or we saw a lot more of these rockets land and Israel start to react a lot more aggressively, then things can flare up very quickly. You may remember that there was fighting in Gaza in 2006, which then did spread up to the north. So there is a pattern here, which everyone is worried that could be repeated.
And the official comments today from Israeli Prime Minister, Israeli Prime Minister?
Yeah, I mean, they're in a kind of holding pattern at the moment. All the comments that we're getting from senior Israeli politicians are along the lines of, we're going to keep up the pressure on Hamas. But at the same time, there's a lot of talk in the Israeli media that some of the senior figures within the Israeli government, like Ehud Barak, the defense minister, might be looking to explore a ceasefire now. Now, that would take the Israeli cabinet to meet, which it's not doing today or tomorrow, so it's probably going to be a little while longer. But those talks are continuing in Cairo, and there are some indications, although very early ones, that we're edging closer to some kind of agreement, but we don't know what the detail is on that, or indeed whether it's going to be acceptable to Hamas and or Israel.
All right. So very quickly then, our expectations for today is simply more talk?
And more talk and more violence on the ground and a very heavy night of bombardment, more reports of fighting inside the Gaza Strip today. So I think it's going to go on for a little while yet, I'm afraid.
All right. Mike Sargent, thank you so much. Mike Sargent, he's covering the story for our partner, the BBC in Jerusalem. And Adora, coming up, we are going to be talking to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations.
That's right, the deputy permanent representative of Israel to the UN. And we'll certainly be hearing his perspective on negotiations and what's happening on the ground there in Gaza.
All right, that's all coming up here on The Takeaway.